You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certificate courses and how we'll get you there. This episode is brought to you by Amplitude, the pioneer in digital optimization software that helps product leaders answer the question, how do our digital products drive our business? 1,400 plus customers, including Atlassian, Instacart, and Under Armour, rely on Amplitude's product analytics. Get started at amplitude.com. Today, we are joined by Tinder VP of Growth and Revenue, Ramanand Reddy. He's here to teach us how to keep our roadmaps dynamic and in line with both short and long-term goals. A strong product roadmap leads to a successful product. And at the end of the day, that's what we're all working towards.
My name is Ramanand Reddy. I'm a VP at Tinder who runs growth and revenue teams. Today, I'm going to talk about how do we think about building a robust product roadmap to both achieve short and long-term goals. In this section, we're actually going to go through what are these goals? How do we define short and long-term goals? How do they fit on your roadmap? How do we think about building a product roadmap around achieving these short and long-term goals? And how do we know that our roadmap is working? And how do we create a balance where we are able to create a product roadmap that has a good balance between short and long-term goals? So let's address the biggest question in the biggest elephant in the room. Why have these goals? We are all at every given interval of time have goals that we need to achieve for either a business growth or how we think about consumer problems. And some of these goals are meant to be achieved in the next 3 months, and some of these are achieved in the next 5 months. And we've all been in situations as such. Sometimes we visualize and think about that nobody at the company is really thinking about how to achieve long-term ambitions for the consumer and for the business. And sometimes we're also looking at why are we thinking so long-term? What can we do in the next 3 months? What can we do actually in the next 6 months? And how do we show progress in any of our KPIs that we define? So when we think about it and if we take a step back, what does a short-term goal really look like? And in most businesses, consumer, SaaS, enterprise, whether you're a pre-IPO, post-IPO, these are problems that we can relate to, right? Some of the short-term goals would look like, are we really focused on improving retention? Are we really focused on improving our conversion to our products? Is there a way to increase our LTV? When you think about e-commerce, are we thinking about increasing the orders and sometimes the average order value? They may also look like, can you solve problems, consumer problems specifically? When you think about, is there an onboarding step that you want to reduce the drop-off for? Are there better ways to expose premium experiences in your product? Are customers struggling with some of the UX and UI decisions in your product, which eventually will result in an outcome? In no matter how we think through these are short-term problems that are able to show sequential impact to our business, to our consumers, and how we can get measured relatively. When you think about long-term, there is a definite change in how we should think about how does the roadmap come across for long-term. In the long-term aspect, we are thinking very broadly. We are thinking about how do you expand our category, whether you're in social, whether you're in consumer, whether you're in enterprise. How do we think about creating more loyalty with our customers? How do we create access to experiences that are very exclusive to a certain set of our customers? All in all, these are created because you want to generate step function changes to your user growth or revenue or to even your consumer or to your NPS. When we think about short and long-term roadmap, there is a certain scale to understand how do they fit in your entire product roadmap. Especially when you look at short-term roadmap, these are something that you have to achieve in 3 months. You should have high confidence on achieving these goals. You should think about a very well-defined spec. The outcomes are expected, very scientifically driven on what these short-term goals should be. And you have a very clear KPI of glossary of metrics that you can solve for. And the most important thing is to be able to A/B test and iterate on all of these features. On the same side, when you think about long-term roadmap, this is obviously something that's going to span over 6 to 12 months. You are going to take a bet on something that is defined strategy, not a defined spec. You're expected to analyze the outcomes. You definitely do not know how the outcomes would look like. You have an intuition and a market opportunity, which is not as scientific driven as a short-term roadmap is. And you're not looking for one specific KPI to be able to impact. You're looking at a selection of KPIs. And the way you eventually test these are based on geos and based on markets. And unlike a short-term A/B testing framework, these are much more granular, much more broader in terms of how you think about the tests. Now let's address how should you think about the short-term goals and what should the product roadmap look like? There's a very definite process in achieving short-term goals. And your product roadmap should consist of, one, the identification of the short-term levers. So you should have clear KPIs and hypotheses, and which are meant to be trying to understand what the signal is for each of your short-term levers. Sometimes it could be as broad as retention, but it could also be what is the underlying thing that would improve retention? Is it an experience within the product? Is it reducing the friction in onboarding? Is it better registration process? Once you identify these short-term levers that you're able to fit within the product roadmap, you're going to test and basically iterate, rinse, and repeat, and eventually come back to a point where you're able to measure and analyze. The step of measure and analyze is very important because, one, it helps you if your problem has been stated correctly and you've identified the right levers to grow. And second, you're also building confidence on how do you think about the right set of KPIs and how do you think about the performance improvement that you could show about these KPIs. And in the short term, it's very, very important that you have a very clear confidence on what kind of goals you can pick up and being able to impact on it.
This episode is brought to you by Amplitude, the pioneer in digital optimization software that helps product leaders innovate faster and smarter by answering the strategic question, how do our digital products drive our business? 1,400 plus customers like Atlassian, Instacart, and Under Armour rely on Amplitude's best-in-class product analytics solution to unlock insights, build winning products faster, and turn products into revenue. Get started at amplitude.com.
If you're thinking about building a robust roadmap around short-term goals, it is not just about a set of product features. If you look at the confidence level, and when you start iterating on really the short-term aspect of your goals, we start out at the first step of the process, which is identification. We think about problems, we think about opportunities, we think about different themes and features. At this point of time, we do have very low confidence. So your product roadmap might really look like, I'm really trying to find out how to improve my retention, how to improve my registrations by solving certain problems A, B, and C. As you move towards achieving more of the short-term goals and trying to best understand how they fit into your product roadmap, you actually increase the frequency of your testing. You actually increase the frequency of releases. And then you're recalibrating on whether these are the right sort of goals that you've identified and whether you're able to put the right product roadmap into it. As you move towards from frequency of testing, and if you're getting more confident on your own product strategy and roadmap, you're actually going to build tools. Tools that are meant for platforms, to scale on platforms, tools that are meant to give access to people and for them to be able to run and iterate on it faster, and also tools that can basically take the first two steps and put them at scale. And you don't want to be doing the same kind of iterations for 170 countries in the world. You want to be able to build out one experience that solves for a problem and being able to replicate that at scale and being able to localize at that point. And eventually you get to a very high confident position when you think you can identify the problems, you can be able to increase your cadence and frequency and iterate on them, and then eventually you're able to build tools. At this point, it's repeatable, it's coachable to people, and then you have high confidence on achieving such short-term goals in your roadmap. When we think about building the long-term aspect of our product strategy, what is very important is to understand for a long-term goal, you really, really do not have an underlying clear KPI, right? The first thing is to how does this roadmap help validate the space that you're in? If you're in consumer, if you're in social, if you're in enterprise, you really want to understand how do we build what is the next evolution for the space. In order to be able to answer that is what your product's roadmap should reflect. And that should be your first sort of test, or that should be your first sort of experience or a theme or a feature that you're going to build. Once you understand that there is some validation in the space, either through signals that you have tested internally in the product, you're now thinking about building the MVP that finds the answers. And during the MVP, your product roadmap really reflects on, okay, what is the requirements that I have? What do I know about this customer? What is that I want to learn about this customer when I put this experience out? And they have to be as broad as, does the customer feel satisfied with the product? Does the customer understand the experience? Does the customer have willingness to pay? Versus short-term goals like, hey, do we Did we see any particular drop-off? Should we optimize for drop-off at this point in this experience? Once you are shipped an MVP, then you have to be able to understand how to acknowledge these signals at scale. One of the key things about understanding the long-term aspect of the product is you should be able to receive the similar signals that you receive in the short-term aspect, which is like retention, improvement, conversion. But these signals at scale help you understand whether there will be a complementary experience that can live within the product without taking away from your core product, without taking away from your core services of the product. So it's very, very important to understand how these signals work at scale. And then can your roadmap reflect questions as such or experiences or features as such for the scale? As you know more about your signals, how are you building and modifying your milestones so that you can react to the market better? They are now really thinking about, I've understood what is the long-term aspect of a product and experience that I can build that achieves the milestones that I've set up for. How do I now take it to market to fundamentally question the more real aspects of this, which is like, how does it add consumer value? How does it add business value?
Hi, this is Roland Smart, the CMO here at Product School. And I'm jumping into your podcast feed again because we're launching our first ever listener survey. Participating will help us understand, well, you and what topics you're most interested in and how we can better serve our audience as a whole. Go to productschool.com/podcast to take the survey. It takes just 3 minutes to complete and it would mean the world to us. If you can, hit pause now, click the link in the show notes, and you'll be back to the episode in a flash. Thank you.
And if you take a critical view of the product roadmap and you think about short and long term, this is not an ideal view, but over a period of time, I've seen this change multiple ways from each quarter. But you do want to be able to assess whether your roadmap has a clear breakdown of what you're doing in the short term, what you're doing in the long term, and what you're doing, obviously, which falls in between or which falls in improving the tech or which falls in improving the customer experience, which I call the MISC. For an example here, if you look at it, I start out on the quarter A in one particular year where a lot of my roadmap is actually consists of features that are very focused towards the short term. And as I progress through the year, I'm able to invest more into my long-term aspect of the roadmap. This is about the way I explained. You get better at your short-term goals because you're able to invest, identify the right metrics, and eventually you can put less resources there and start focusing on the long-term. And after years or after quarters, it can change back to, okay, now I'm going back and focusing on more of my short-term goals because of where the business is or because of where the consumer problems are and how important it is in the product lifecycle for you to address them versus long-term goals. But it's very important to be able to have this very broad view to always assess how we as product managers are actually putting all of our roadmap goals and buckets in addressing a product roadmap. So how do we achieve the balance and why is it so important? It is not just important to be able to launch a great product experience, as most of us think about product life cycles on quarters and multiple years. It's very important to be able to build for both the short and long term at the same time and be able to build the process, the people, and the predictability around both of these at the right intervals of time. So if you really, really want to be good at your short-term goals and want to spend less time and want to spend more time over the course of your product journey, you have to get very good at A/B testing. You have to be good at putting the right tests in your product strategy roadmap. You should be able to have the right insights. You should be able to understand your levers. You should be able to repeat and optimize this over years. So your product roadmap reflects some of these goals. It also should reflect the investment that you spend on tools. It should also reflect the investment that you want to use on segmentation, cohorting, which is one of the best ways to achieve short-term goals and show more impact. And while you're thinking about long-term goals, you're really working backwards from your vision. You're really working backwards from a business goal. And if you have something as strong as, hey, 12 to 18 months, we want to create a market differentiator, then you have to build backwards from it. Use the roadmap capabilities that you have today to be able to answer the questions. One is to be able to answer the space. One is to be able to answer the signals that you get from the space and being able to find if those signals in that space can give you the confidence of building what is the next differentiator in the market or being able to iterate multiple times to build on the next differentiator in the market. While doing so, it's very important to have the view that you don't overachieve on the short term and underachieve on the long term goals, because as product people, we want to be very sustainable and efficient in building a roadmap that can do both of them and achieve a very timely growth for our business. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.